from you during this segment. Has the economy changed your retirement plans? Did you postpone retirement, or did you keep working even though you'd technically retired, I put that in quotes, from your previous job? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or send us an email, talk@WPR.org.
Matt Sadensky joins us now. He is a reporter for the Associated Press and a fellow at NORC. Matt, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the poll shows that half of older working Americans are planning to delay retirement. What do you make of that finding?
Well, it's not entirely surprising. We knew that there was an upward trend in how long people were working. We knew that the recession probably had an impact, but it finally kind of quantifies how widespread it is, the idea that people are having to delay their earlier plans.
And why do you think they're making these decisions? What did you find?
Well, finances obviously are, you know, a number one factor in when people retire. But health is also a huge issue, and the need for employee health benefits that are provided for them by their job before they're eligible for Medicare, also a huge factor in when someone retires.
So is this a matter of people going back into the workforce or keeping on working for a year or two? Or do you think these are people who are, you know, going to work until, you know, they're quite old, maybe into their 80s?
We're just seeing an overall blurring of the lines between what we've regarded as work life and retirement. There used to be these crisper differences between the two. And when you retired, you were retired and you moved down to Florida or went to wherever you went to and you stopped working. But our survey finds that more than 80% of people 50 and older who are working say they're at least somewhat likely to work for pay even after they retire. So it's going to be a mix of people who are either scaling back hours at the job that they're currently in or finding a new career, going to part-time work, you know, a mix of different approaches to that.
How do people feel about doing it? Do you have a sense whether people are okay with it and like the idea of being productive on until later life, or are they wishing that, yeah, they were kicking back in a beach chair in Florida?
Well, I think it's probably a mix as diverse as the population of older people that we have in the country. But, you know, there is some resentment among some people who've had losses to their savings over the last few years, who've seen their home values decline, who maybe suffered a layoff and ate through some of their savings while they were looking for a new job. And, you know, in follow-up interviews after the poll was completed, I did talk to people who had their plans thwarted, who thought they'd be retired at 63 or 65 or what have you, and will be putting it off, and, you know, were a bit chagrined by that. But then there's other folks, and a significant number of folks who say they're very happy in their jobs, that they want to keep working, they want to stay active. And I think that that's been sort of a stereotype of the boomers, that they are workaholics and they're going to want to stay at their desk till they die. But there is some truth to it, that there is an incredible amount of love for work among that generation.
Well, I want to take a phone call now. And by the way, you can call in, too. We're taking your calls right now at 1-800-642-1234. And we're wondering if you've postponed your retirement and why you've postponed it and how you feel about it at the moment. And we'll go to our first caller now. Charlie joins us from Milwaukee. Hey, Charlie.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Love your show. I was just going to say that I'm in my mid-40s, and already we have changed our saving strategies. We've increased the amount of money that we plan to put into retirement each year because we don't see the survivability of either Social Security or the Medicaid system as being as generous as we expected to make it in our retirement. So even the generation that's not yet retired, you know, where I'm 10, 15 years away from it, I'm still planning a lot more than what I had ever thought because I see so many problems with the increased entitlement spending for everybody, and the country just having so many problems.
So you're pessimistic about Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security, but how do you feel about that? Do you resent it, or do you feel like that's just the way it is?
I say that again. I'm sorry.
Do you feel like it's just the way it is, or do you wish that you could retire at an earlier age?
I wish I wasn't putting as much as I currently do into my retirement, thinking that those programs would be solvent. I just don't think the government is functioning very well. Therefore, I'm going to be looking for, I'm expecting to need a lot more in my retirement.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, Charlie. Appreciate that. And Matt, what do you think about that? Is that typical of what you're seeing?
Yeah, I think, a number of the folks that I've talked to after the polling was complete, they find that even if they had amassed a lot in savings, there was a teacher I talked to down in Louisiana. She had over $100,000 in her savings account, which sounds like a lot. And she found it went really quick, and she found herself back in the classroom teaching again. So only 29% of the people that we talked to said they had that amount of savings, over $100,000. You can only imagine what it's like for people who are less privileged. One out of six of the people that we talked to had less than $1,000 in retirement savings. And if you're thinking about using that money over 20 years, 30 years, even longer, however long your retirement is, it's not going to go very far.
And Matt, in the last 20 seconds or so, are we just changing the way that we think about old age now?
Yeah, people are living longer. People are healthier at older ages. So there's kind of a reshaping of these final years of life.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
That was Matt Sedensky, reporter for the Associated Press and a fellow at NORC.
And we'll still take your calls on this topic at 800-642-1234. We want to hear from you. Have you delayed your retirement because of financial reasons? Do you keep working even though you're technically retired from your job, your career? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. Send an email to talk@WPR.org or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we're picking up our conversation now with Matt Sedensky, reporter for the Associated Press and a fellow at NORC, talking about a new poll that finds that people are expecting to work longer into the age where they might have retired before, now because of financial insecurity and the economic downturn. It's working for a few more years at least.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is this your story? Or were you able to retire when you were planning all along? Either way, give a call, 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org.
And let's go to the phones right now. We have Margaret joining us from Janesville. Hi, Margaret.
Hi. I have several things that both my husband and I will be caused for us to work longer. And one of them is that he was one of the people that lost his job a couple of years ago. And at age 63, it was difficult to get back into the job market, but he managed to do it. And so that worked out well eventually. But I'm a teacher, and he's in business, and I'm a teacher, and we lost a large chunk of our income when Act 10 was passed, around $6,000 a year, which cut into our savings that we could put away. Our house lost value, so the home that we were hoping to sell and then maybe be able to use some of that money to rebuy our retirement home has been lost. We lost money like everybody else did in the markets with our IRAs, our mutual funds, whatever, all of that stuff went down. And we will definitely be looking towards working after we do the official, quote, retire. But the other thing that I would like to just note is that a lot of people in the general public, I think because they're hearing politicians say this, refer to Social Security as an entitlement, which is, and it's usually said in a kind of a, almost a derogatory way, as if an entitlement is something that people don't deserve, but they're being given by the government, when we know that Social Security doesn't affect the deficit, it is paid for through payroll tax. So that one kind of irks me, I guess, when I hear people referring to Social Security needs to be fixed because we can't afford it in this country. Well, yes, we can, and it's one of the few government programs that works really, really well. So
Okay. Anyway,
those are my comments, and I know that we will have to keep on working.
All right. Margaret, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate that. And what about the situation that Margaret and her husband find themselves in? Do you think that this is typical of sort of the things that have happened? Maybe sometimes it's one domino after the next, and you add them all up together, and it means you can't retire when you thought.
Yeah, I think we saw that in our poll data, particularly what Margaret talked about with her husband losing his job at, I believe she said, 63. One thing we noted among our respondents was how difficult it is when you're over 50 to find work, particularly in this post-recession economy. 55% of the people that had searched for a job in the past 5 years characterized their search as difficult. 43% said that they felt that employers were concerned about their age. So we see that reflected in her comments and in our conversations with lots of people in this demographic. The other thing that the caller, Margaret, touched upon was Social Security, and she kind of echoes what we found in our polling is, you know, just very strong support for the program among older adults and a pretty high level of opposition to proposals that would raise the eligibility age or change the way that cost of living raises are calculated. And that's all reflected in the opinions that we gathered.
Do you think that that's a large part of what you're finding? Is it this insecurity, not sure which way the winds are shifting on Social Security right now?
Yeah, I think in our follow-up interviews, I heard that a lot, people worrying that it, especially younger seniors, people who are in their 50s, who aren't quite yet there within a couple years' reach of collecting Social Security, they worry about changes being made to the program, that their checks might not be what they had been anticipating all along. So there's certainly a lot of concern about that out there.
Any sense of how recent college grads might feel about this? A lot of older people in the workforce who might have, you know, cleared up maybe some slots for younger people, but now is there kind of a logjam effect?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of a common misconception that if older people stay in the workforce, that they're taking away jobs from younger people. But a number of economists have looked at this issue and came to the conclusion that, in fact, it was good for the economy for people to work later in life. And maybe there are isolated incidents where you look at, say, you know, a professor holding on to his job and a doctoral student graduating who can't get a job in that department. There may be isolated incidents of that, but overall, it doesn't have a detrimental impact on younger workers.
You know, we had this sort of set idea of what retirement was, and that meant, you know, retiring around 65. Sometimes it meant moving to Florida, and that was it. You didn't really stay in the job market, but we're seeing these societal changes kind of across the board. Should the economy right itself again, do you think that we'll go back to Plan A, or is this something that people are just going to be used to now, working later and longer?
You know, it's hard to tell, but there has been this slow shift towards working later. Ever since the 1990s, we've seen the workforce participation of older people increasing year over year. You know, we're talking about now for going on 15 years. And it's important to note that, put in a historical context, this isn't strange. I mean, in the early 1900s, people were working into their 70s, and it wasn't until the advent of Social Security that we saw that retirement age going down and down and down over so many decades until it finally stalled and started creeping back up in the 1990s.
How do you think that overall, you know, people feel about working later? I've heard both sides of it, some in your poll and some of our listeners here, who either seem to think that this is something they're doing out of necessity and they're just kind of bearing up and doing it, or, you know, it seems as though some people think that they're contributing longer and they're staying active longer. Maybe they're even starting a second career after their first one ends, and that's okay with them. What do you think?
Well, we asked people about worker satisfaction, job satisfaction, and over 90% expressed satisfaction with their jobs, which is just a staggering amount of happiness with their positions. I think if we had asked, would you rather, you know, not work or collect a paycheck and not have to show up 9 to 5 every day, I'm sure, you know, most people would say, yeah, I'd rather retire and not have to work at all. But there's definitely a huge amount of interest in staying active and an increasing amount of interest in staying active in our older years, and a desire to, you know, maybe volunteer, maybe work part-time, maybe consult, maybe make a career change and have what people are calling an encore career where maybe an attorney becomes an artist or a teacher is able to do something entirely different and start a business.
Well, I guess it's a movement that remains to be seen as far as the closing chapter. We'll be watching it.
Absolutely.
Matt, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Matt Sandensky, reporter for the Associated Press and a fellow at NORC.